Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Gotta sing it.
to do is give him the praise. Come on, why don't you just give him the praise right now? I feel freedom rising up in this house. Come on, freedom to dance, freedom to sing, and worship the King of Kings.
He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Yes, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Papa, Papa, Daddy, Papa.
God, I always will. God, I always love you. God, I remember what you've done for me on the cross. Lord, I can't help but just to always give you the glory, God, to honor you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Always give you the glory. Worship you only. I will always love you. No one before you, as long as I have breath, on my promises. Oh, yes, Lord, that I will always worship you. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I'll say yes to the Lord tonight. Yes to his will, yes to his ways. Praise God. This is God's favorite ministry coming to your life tonight. Praise God. Thank you for all of you that are on tonight. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. I don't know what you're going through. It may be some kind of family problem, maybe kind of some kind of sickness. But whatever you're going through, God's favorites are here tonight. And we are reaching out. that we may help heal your hurts in some kind of way. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus promised to give us rest. All we got to do is come to him. Praise God. All we got to do is lay all our cares and burdens on Jesus. That's what he died for. He died for every one of our sin, every one of our pain, every one of our hurts, our disappointments, our setbacks, our stumbles. Praise God. He done took care of it all at the cross. At the cross. Once we come to him, all our sins are washed away and under the blood. Praise God. Thank God for the blood that was shed. Praise God. You ought to be happy in Jesus tonight. You ought to be shouting in Jesus in your heart. Praise God. Your heart ought to be flooded for him. When you look up on that wondrous cross, praise God, there's no other God like him. And there'll never be another God. He's the only one and true God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray tonight that whatever you may face, that God has strengthened you, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Praise God. Because truly, he's going to try. He's going to try you. He's going to try to knock you down. He's going to try to give up. But you be strong in the power of his might. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what he said. Be strong. Be thou strong. Be thou courageous and let nothing, praise God, hallelujah. I love that passage. He said, I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And you just need to make that as a commitment in your heart. I will let nothing, nor death, nor height, no matter what comes your way, I let nothing. If I have to walk away from that spot and go to another spot, but I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. God has loved me too much to let other circumstances take me over or take me down. Everyone that's going through depression tonight, I speak to you. God has died for your depression. You don't have to be depressed. Go to Jesus. You don't have to be oppressed. Run to Jesus. You don't have to bow down to Satan and his tactics. Run to Jesus. I'm telling you because I did it. When I was at my lowest point, when I was hurting, the worst I ever hurt, who did I go to? I laid up in his breast and I say, Lord, I can't do this thing without you. I need you, Lord. I had to tell the Lord I need him. And you know we need the Lord every minute, every second, every hour of the day. I just looked on my smart news where 12 people have taken an overdose and gone to a hospital. One of them died. One died and the other's in the hospital. What is going on? We need to pray more. We need to lean up on Jesus' breath more, more, and more. We just need to lean on him. We need to pray. Praise God. Pray like never before. Because we got all kind of things going on right now. And you know, the word said it. The word said in these last times, we're going to hear kind of all kind of things going on in the world. And truly we are. We're going to hear talk of earthquakes like never before. Tsunamis. Murders. That startled me just then when I saw on the news 12 people rushed to the hospital for an overdose. Children kidnapped. Men being lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. Praise God. It's going to be going on. It's going to be going on. The Bible prophecy must come forth. But us that are in Christ, we have power over every demonic spirit. Everything that tries to easily beset us, we have dominion over the devil and his enemies because he got all of his little imps and he's bringing them to try to devour you and to take you down. Praise God. But you declare that I'll let nothing separate me. Let's go to prayer. Praise God. Praise God. Jesus is the sweetest thing I know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Father, Father, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, O God, from all evil. Because the devil has all his evil, and he wants to steal us, God. Deliver us from all evil. Praise God. Because we, O God, we rely upon you, God. Oh, praise God. Praise God. I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you, Lord God, that you saved me. I thank you, Lord God, that you have loved us with an everlasting love. And God, we can call upon you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Help us, oh God. There's just something about your name, oh God. Oh God, we just proclaim, God, the liberty in you, Lord God. There's something. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Master. And he's the Savior. Yes, he is. His name is Jesus. Oh, praise God. Father, touch everyone that's sick tonight. Maybe on high blood pressure medicine, diabetes, oh God. Some may be, oh God, hurting from different hurts and pain. Some, oh God, been hurt by the ones in the church, God. Yes, God. But God, it wasn't the person, it was the enemy that came through, Lord. Oh God, deliver, deliver, deliver tonight, God. Lord, the enemy comes many different ways. But God, we're commanding him to flee tonight. Because he cannot and he will not. He cannot have, oh, he cannot have your children, God. These are your children, God, that you have fearfully and wonderfully made, God. Oh, praise God. Lord God, we just pray, God, for healing. Yes, Lord God, in every area. Oh, God of our lives, oh, God. We pray for deliverance. Oh, God, in every area of our lives. I pray for that mother's daughter that's out there practicing gay lifestyle. I pray for that son that's practicing the homosexual lifestyle, God. I know that you can deliver, Father. Oh, gracious God. Yes, Lord, you are gracious, God. You are gracious, and God, you are merciful unto us, oh, God. Oh, Father, we lift you up. Yes, we do, God. Yes, we lift you up, and we call upon that wonderful name, God. Oh, thank you, Father. God, thank you, Lord, the way you, oh God, have orchestrated this thing. God, you have, oh God, made us to be your children, God. And you looked at us, oh God, with all of the wonders and the beauties of you, oh God. And God, you sent your son, God, yes, God, to die in our place. Thank you, Lord God, for the broken body. Thank you for every drop of blood that was spilled on Calvary. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us so much, God. Thank you, Father God. I can't get away from it every day when I thank my God how he has loved me with an everlasting love. What shall I say then? Oh, God is here. Yes, he is. He's right there in your life tonight. There's a sweet hallelujah. Anointing in the sanctuary is the sweet in the atmosphere. Come and lay down burden you have carried, but in the sanctuary. God is here. Yes, 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 yes. With a sweet anointing in the sanctuary. With a yes, Lord. Come on in. Come on in, Jesus. Touch, God. Touch every heart, God. Touch the mind, God. What a battlefield is going on, God. Satan is trying to put all kind of things in the mind, God, and have them all twisted, God, and upset and don't know which way to go and don't know how to thank God. Oh, God, touch the mind. Give them a clean mind. Give them a mind of, oh, God, to serve you, God, with their whole heart, mind, and soul. Hallelujah. Oh, he is here right now, and he wants to touch, praise God. Oh, your heart, your heart, your heart. He said, be not discouraged. Hallelujah. He said, be not discouraged, for he is here. Be not discouraged. The Lord is here, and he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you also to pray for our seniors as they are going through at this time of the year. Make sure they have proper heat, praise God, from the cold. And also those, we pray for all those that's living under tents, that they are kept warm. These are all God's people that he made, you know. God loves us no matter what state we in, praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Pray for our elderly. Pray for our nation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bind every evil force tonight. Pray for all of those that's out of work. We lift them up before you, Lord God, because you said you are our provider. And God, you will provide, God. Yes, you will, God. We don't have to worry, God. You're going to make a way where there seemeth to be no way. Praise God. Hallelujah. You heal to heal the brokenhearted. Yes, Lord God, come and lay down. Oh, praise God. I just thank you tonight. I just thank you, and I pray that you are taking these past three songs into your heart, because I wanted you to hear them and minister to your heart, minister to your soul, minister to your mind. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is here tonight. He is here tonight. And God loves you. Yes, yes, yes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Praise God. Can't you hear? Oh, if you listen, listen closely. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Oh, God, thank you. Speak to us right now, Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Speak to us right now. Praise God. Oh, we need to hear your voice, Jesus. We can't make it without it. We need to hear his voice, praise God. Well, tonight is family night, and I want to speak to you concerning the family. You know, if we could get the family on the right track, then hallelujah, we could have a better world. But the family is so much out of order right now. And tonight, my title will be Financial Cooperation. Financial cooperation between husband and wife, praise God. And we have many conflicts over financial problems, praise God. Hallelujah. Conflict over financial matters is another door opener for the enemy. Why? Because the two people is supposed to be walking together. Praise God. And there should not be any secrets kept when it comes to the financial aspect of the home. Both husband and wife must be disciplined in handling of the money. Praise God. Hallelujah. If either has entered into marriage without such discipline, then discipline should be the major personal goal. Some person never learns
to Helen money as they grew up. So it's kind of difficult when you get married because you never learned when you was younger. Your mother, dad never probably did. So if someone does not control money, it will soon control him. Praise God. A family budget is helpful in promoting disciplined spending. Credit cards are a no-no. That's getting in debt, and we should not be in debt for undisciplined, especially for undisciplined spenders, those that don't know how to handle money. Praise God. That make it easy to overcharge. The resulting in debtness can strain a marriage in a hurry, and it can cause all kind of problems. Then they are fussing and arguing and going on. Some people need to be delivered from spirits of material lust. You know, some women, they wants to have what the Joneses have. They wants to spend. They wants to have this and that. But I remember Paul said, be content in whatever state you're in. I know a lady now, her home is broken up because she said her husband not giving her enough money. Well, there was a part on his part, there's a difficult on his part and a difficult on her part, because if he don't give it to her, she have to be content and let God. But no, she's going to a divorce. This is how Satan gets in and uses. Some people need to be delivered, as I said, from spiritual lust so that they can be successful in discipline in every way. Lust is never satisfied. If you have the lust of money, the Bible says that lust of money is the roots of all evil. A lust demon is never satisfied by gaining more material things. That is not the answer. And I did try to talk to her. I said, honey, it's love, not money, that you should be looking for. Just look for love. Find a way to love in spite of here in the United States and whatever. There is a high standard of living, and over-evaluation can easily be placed on money and what money can buy. That's the U.S. because we are the top nation. Everything is open here. Praise God. Money must be gained and used not an end in itself, but as an avenue of laying up treasures in heaven. Meditate upon these scriptures. Do not lay up your treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart be also. And that's in Matthew 6:19-21. Another verse, for those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. That's why I said she had set her mind on the things of the flesh of money. She wasn't worried about her husband anymore. She didn't want the flesh anymore. She wanted money. And Satan then has deceived her. So you see, that's like Eve. We revert right back to the beginning. Satan deceived Eve, so money has deceived her. Praise God. The thing, let's look at that scripture again. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. If you stay spiritual-minded, if you a Holy Ghost filled person, you want to stay spiritual minded, and both of these people are claiming that they are spiritual minded. I don't know what they are reading, because the Bible is telling us truly. what to do, how to do it. Praise God. But the mind set on the flesh is death. But the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. And that's in Romans 8, 5 through 6. Let's look at another scripture. What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is not the source of your pleasures that wage war in your members? You lust and do not have, so you commit murder. Come on. And you are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motive. You're asking for money, which is the wrong motive. Now, we know we have to have money to do and to live. We have to have money so that you may spend it on your pleasures. James 4, 1 through 3. There are some things we don't need to buy. And I know that this lady that I'm talking about, she wanted to buy clothes, 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 give away, wear them one time, some of them never wear them, and just give them away and steady spending, spending, spending. And her husband is saying, hey, cool it, cool it, cool it. So she now got him in court. She wants the house. She wants to take everything she can from him because she wants money. That's not godly. Many of the wars and fightings within the family are due to unconquered lust for things. That is amazing. The way to acquire what we need is not through fighting, but through prayer and faith. And that's where she don't want to go. I just won't. So I can live my life the way I want. We have to think, is this the godly way of living? Is this the godly way of doing things? Material prosperity comes from God. It is a benefit of kingdom living. Poverty is a curse. Anyone not enjoying the flow of milk and honey has not reached Canaan. Husband and wife must learn to share. Selfishness creates stress and conflict. Let me give you another scripture. Being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose, do nothing from selfish or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out on your own personal interests, but also on the interests of others. And that's in Philippians 2, 2 through 4. Praise God. You know, the word of God is here to direct us, to lead us, to guide us into all truth. If we follow the pattern, the word that has been laid out before us, there's no reason we should go wrong. It is important to have a good communication with each other, and that breaks down as well. When the communication breaks down, then we know that one's going to go their own way. Working out finances requires a great deal of communication. Communication is not productive when it generates more heat than light. Hallelujah. When the wife does not have to work outside the home to provide money for family needs, especially when children need her care, is a good thing. She needs to be home. A woman needs to be home with her children. You know, if we go back and we study, God commanded the woman to have children and the man to go out and work by the sweat of his brow. But But he didn't say that the woman had to have all kind of money and to be rich and to do whatever she wants to do. They are to work together with whatever state they are in. And I believe God will bring forth the riches. God said he blesses whom he chooses. Praise God. I know some of you all might not agree with me with some of this, but this is the word of God. And our family is all out of whack. Husband will be wise and not to put unnecessary and unfamiliar burdens on their wives by turning the paycheck over to them. You know, if you're a good wife and you know your husband, you can just wrap him around your little finger. He's going to bring that paycheck there because he loves you. And he knows who he has in the house. He knows his wife. He knows she's not a big spender. He knows that she's going to take care of everything. I hate to hear a man say his wife spent all the money at the gambling casino and all the lights are turned off. That's a bad example for us. While he was gone to work, she was out spending. Praise God. Husbands sometimes do not do this to escape personal responsibility and then blame the wife if the money runs short. They are to communicate and work together. Let's talk about edification then. Since marriages brings two people together, such close relationships, the two become one. Everything one does affects the other. Each person should rely upon the other because they become one. The word edify is in various forms occurs several times in the New Testament. It is translated of okomidon from okoyo, home. And demo means to build. The home is to be built. It's not done overnight. The proverb woman built a home. Praise God. Edification is the process of building a home. It represents all the ways in which those in the home build up and the home by building up one another. The physical building process parallels the spiritual. This causes us to ask, what is required to build a solid home? Number one, a planning. Husband and wife should plan together. Plan. Make plans how they want their house run and what all they're going to do. The blueprint is God's word, first of all. They need to pray together. Praise God. The master architect and the builder is God. God's words contain all the specifications needed to build a solid marriage. God himself will remain the consultant throughout the building process. He'll be right there. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Adopting goals for marriage is acceptance of God's plans for the home. The second one is good material. These represent good works and deeds. They are the same as the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentle, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. In Galatians 5:22-23, love is the first one. Keep the love in the marriage. Keep the love strong. Keep reminding each other of the love. Love is the mortar which builds everything together. Love. And they lose the love. And next thing is skills. Skill is required by experience. When a young couple begins to build a home, they are entering upon something they have never done before. They must depend upon one who does have skills to teach them step by step. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain. Who builds it? Psalms 127:1. Praise God. The last one is labor. Building do not just happen. Each one requires much hard work. Anyone who builds a house must be committed to staying with it until it is complete. You don't holler divorce. You stay there with it. You work together. You build together. The last part of building a house is called finished work, which involves all the trim. The finished work adds beauty and grace. This represents the detailed work that goes into making a beautiful marriage. So then, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of another, Romans 14:19. Praise God. Another thing is commitment. Marriage is a covenant relationship. The covenant represents the agreement, a pledge, a commitment which obligates a husband and a wife to one another. The vows are the terms of the covenant. They reflect the heart love that each has toward one another. They involve setting aside previous ties in order to form a new and lasting tie. They are so committed. A man will leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and the wife will leave her parent, and she's going to be joined with her husband, and they're going to work together. I've heard marriages say they broke up because the woman want to spend more time with her mama, and when she got married, then she would deal with her husband. She was by the mama house instead of taking care of her own house. We have to put our priorities intact when it comes to making a good home. They will make all the other human relationships secondary to their own. A genuine commitment to one another creates a security that wards off many demons. Praise God. A beautiful example of this occurred in the lives of a young couple who were about to experience the birth of their first child. The young woman was in her final stage of labor, and her husband told her, "I want you to know that you are the first in my life. I don't expect anything to happen to the baby, but I want you to know that you are first." See, that's another thing. Men should always let the wife know who is the first priority in their lives. Always encourage her and let her know and lift her up. Who she is to you. Why you married her. Why God gave you to her. And you will continue to love her the rest and cherish her for the rest of your life. It's a commitment. Do we commit? I want you to know that you are my first. You know, if we make some commitments, I believe the marriage will stay stronger and keep them. Make the commitments and keep them. It will strengthen the marriage. The Bible said, two is better than one, and a threefold cord is hardly broken. So when two people strengthen, continue strengthening the cord in their marriage, the enemy can't get in. Even though he will try, he will knock, he will huff, and he will puff, but he can't blow this little house down. Praise God. Hallelujah. The young woman was in her final stages of labor, and her husband told her that. Praise God. As it turned out, there was a serious complication, and the moment the baby was born, he was rushed into intensive care. The young husband remained with his wife in the birthing room to comfort and strengthen her with his prayers and presence. Commitment. We don't only need commitment in marriages. We need to have commitment to each other in the church. We are so far out, and the church is lacking. The church is lacking. The Bible say, if a man does not know how to manage his own household, how can he take care of the things of God? 1 Timothy 3:5. How can, you know, I look at that many times. If a man does not know how to take care of his own household, how can he take care of the things of God? And I see that many times. My God, my God. And you know what? God said, if he doesn't know that, his prayers are hindered. So if he's praying, his prayers are hindered. They're not going no place. My God. Oh, God, help us, Lord, help us. The goals are hindered that they are planning. They are struggling. They will be trying to do all kind of things to make it. But if the husband or the wife is out there doing other things and not being committed, it's going to be struggling. If the enemy is in there, praise God. Hallelujah. They are out keeping other goals instead of the goals that they have planned together. The commitment has been broken. There will be other goals which should be set in keeping with personal needs. It is my prayer that men ought to always pray, the word said, and not faint. If they see things going on in their home, pray. If the wife sees things going on in the home, pray. Prayer is the key to everything. If you made a commitment, it's not working, pray. If the financial problem has gotten a little weak, are you out of a job? Come together and pray. If the children is a little bit ruling, come together and pray. Prayer is the key to holding everything together in the home. We have left prayer out of the home, out of the school, and every other place that we can leave prayer out, when God's word said man ought to always pray. If we disobey God, then how can we be successful in every area of our home? You know, as I look, as this, I live these days, everything is out of order. And God said, I'm going to start at the head first. You're going to start with the pastors. You're going to start with the husband. And everything that's not right, God's going to get this thing right. Because we are walking in disobedience according to God's word. God wants you to follow his example. And no other way. It's no other way, my friend. It's no other way. You're going to have to give an account. You're going to suffer for some of the deeds that are done in this body. You're going to have to suffer for the way you have treated your wife, because God gave her to you as a gift. So then, learn how to love, treat woman. Learn how to obey your husband. You should always submit to your husband. Praise God. God has given you a husband, not to some other man, not to some other pastor, but to God. Praise God. God has a plan and a purpose for everything under the sun. And if we can go back to his plans and his purpose, then we can see this world come back into fruition, but it will never come back, according to the word, until Jesus comes. And Jesus said, when I come, I will set things in order. I will set things in order, because it's so much out of order now. Everybody wants to take things into their own hands and do their own thing. And say, nobody can't tell me what to do. Oh, it's so out of order. Yes, somebody can tell you what to do. There is a set order. I want you to follow that set order. Praise God, praise God. Well, I just want to let you know my co-host is out tonight, ill. Pray for her, Minister Peggy Biden. Pray for Minister Peggy. She's not feeling well tonight. I pray that she'll be all right. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as I said, I just saw where there was so many rushed to the hospital in California, one dead because of a drug overdose. Pray. We need much prayer. Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for this time of being with your people. I ask that you bless them and be with them. Bless them and they're going in, they're coming out, they're uprising, they're sitting down. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for everyone. I pray, God, that you will keep them all this week until we be back here next Sunday night at 7 p.m., God. Touch their hearts and their mind, oh God. Strengthen them in every area. Strengthen their home, God. Lord God, provide in their meal barrel, God, that they'll never run dry, God, that they will always have, God. I just thank you, Lord, and I plead the blood over them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, God. Oh, God, up all around their house, let there be no tragedies, oh, God. Let them not embrace, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless your people tonight, God, and I just thank you for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.